Here we go again. When Abraham entered Egypt, he did something hard to understand. He lied about the identity of Sarah, his wife. Because he feared for his life as a foreigner with a beautiful wife, he told people she was his sister. He lied. This soon after God had promised Abraham the blessings of the covenant. Sarah was taken into Pharaoh's house as his wife. Abraham was blessed as the honorable older brother until the Lord struck Pharaoh with plagues because of Sarah. Pharaoh immediately put her out, gave her back to Abraham, and banished both of them from Egypt. And now, some 20 years have passed. The covenant with Abraham has been graciously inaugurated. The promise of Isaac has been specifically given. Sarah would give birth to a son within the year. She might even already be pregnant. When Abraham and Sarah journey to the Philistine nation of Gerar, they repeat this awful lie. Verse 1. Abraham journeyed from there to the south, dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, stayed in Gerar. Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Now this is, among others, one of the most difficult chapters to really understand. The story is simple enough, but the question that's so hard to answer is this: how could they do it again? Finally, after all